Welcome to the Consumers. My name is Greg Warren. I'm here with Sean O'Brien.
Greg, good morning.
Good to see you. Sporting the Nikki Glaser concert tee. I like it. She looks good. I didn't even
think about it, but I am doing that.
Yep. She's a friend of all of ours.
Got to open for her a few times, so that's part of the deal, man.
You got merch. A t-shirt?
You get paid real well, too. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, Nikki's pretty generous when it comes to that
insane.
Stuff.
She's insane. And yeah, she's got like a whole line of stuff. Shirts. Yeah. Hoodies and I think hats and who knows, slap bracelets.
It's big business.
Merch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nikki merch.
Yeah. We got some consumers merch right over on the Nate store, right?
We do. It's at the Nateland store. It is a beautiful blue t-shirt with the consumers logo as seen on the Consumers podcast.
Yeah. But I'm saying like comedy merch now, it seems like especially for like theater level up acts is getting real crazy. I mean, in a good way. Like, obviously, people are buying it. Like, I mean, it's not just a t-shirt anymore. It's like three shirts, couple sweatshirts.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's like a whole thing. I feel like maybe 10 years ago, it was just the t-shirt.
Well, it's a comedy boom right now. You got more people playing theaters, arenas, stuff like that than you did 10, 15 years ago. So,
should mention Tim Convey's also here.
Oh, that's me. Yeah. Hello.
Got here a little late.
Sorry.
Yeah, how do you feel about that, man?
I almost ran out of gas.
Not happy.
Should we talk about what we were talking about before he arrived, or do we just hold it in and let it just simmer in the show?
No, I mean, we're going early today because Tim requested this time.
Mm-hmm.
And
appreciate it, guys.
Didn't make it on time.
Yeah, I was 15 minutes late. I apologize.
And you texted us that you almost ran out of gas.
Yeah. Could have been bad. I had to detour, and then my first detour to get gas, Lindbergh, just completely blocked.
You know what? You are right. I will give him the
Isn't that weird? Did you see?
You are right. I had to. I got cut off too, so I thought I was going to be late, and I had to go down a bunch of side roads.
No warning. Just up. Sorry, cut. So then I had to go a different route, and it was, I should have left that buffer time in, guys, and I really apologize. But
we take the gas down to the light, man. Are you one of those?
Oh, beyond. Yeah, well beyond when it stops counting. You know, tell you got this many miles, you get this many, because you've got a long time. I mean, there's a chance I could have made it all the way here, but I didn't think it's too important of an episode today, frankly, for me to take.
There's a chance Sean and I were going to leave.
Make that kind of risk.
You ever run out of gas?
Have I? Yeah, for sure.
It's got to be one of the more embarrassing things to have a car. Like, I'd rather my car just maybe break. At least, like, hey, man, it's the battery. Just sitting there on the side of the highway, just dumping the
two-gallon
tank in.
I used to do a bit about this, but my growing up, my mom claims this only happened like once. But as a kid, I remember my mom running out of gas. My mom got some ADD, just that she passed on to most of her children, including myself. And we ran out of gas. So when I was a kid, so I just thought people ran out of gas. It was just something that happened to everybody. Like there wasn't like, you know how it is. Sometimes you just run out of gas. I thought it was a thing that happened because it felt like it happened to us so often. My mom claims it happened once or twice, but I think it happened more often than that. But yeah. And then as an adult, I certainly have run out of gas. Yeah, it's not fun.
No, man.
Not fun at all.
Greg, that's one thing you got down. You're okay in that department.
Right? I've run out of gas.
You keep it up.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I think in my 20s, I might have done it once or twice when I was in sales. I do remember walking along a freeway in Houston. The freeways are big in Houston.
Yeah.
And some girl like that was a sales rep. She was like, I saw you walking. She gave me a ride. Took me back. Yeah. Not somebody I knew. She was like, I'm in sales. You know, I know how this stuff happens. Or whatever.
What does that mean? It's more often.
You're still on the road more.
You're out there on the road all the time. Oh. Yeah. Company car.
Yeah, you're moving that peanut butter, man. You're not worried about getting to the mobile.
Yeah.
Need that.
Slow down. Thinking about gas.
Randy's not here. Eric is here in his place. Say hi.
Eric. Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
You Eric, bet, buddy.
Great job so far, man.
Yeah, we like what you're doing.
Eric kind of sat in one episode.
He did. Yeah.
Sort of. He was in the background.
He's running the whole show today.
Yeah,
there
Randy.
Is no Randy.
We hit him pretty hard last week. And
we fired him because he didn't watch my special.
Oh, okay.
He's gone.
I didn't know if we wanted that out there. So
Randy's no longer with the program.
Don't show up.
No, Randy, he had some obligations. We had to go a little earlier because of His Highness.
That's me.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I got here. 15 minutes. I'm really sorry.
Yeah, man. Sure.
Sean hadn't even left when we started one time. Sorry, buddy.
That's a fair point. Yeah. That was just a little, I mean, but that was just, I really thought.
Bringing you into it.
Everybody just take it. I thought Eric could use a little more time to warm up on the gear before we get this thing rolling.
That's a good pivot. Yeah, yeah. Be like, actually, I was doing him a favor, guys, so.
Yeah, I've spent about 3 hours and 90 minutes practicing the switcher, so.
Look at that, man.
There it is. There you
go. I mean, that's a listener right there.
Yeah. Locked and loaded. He had it loaded.
That stupid 390, man. That's going to haunt me the rest of my life.
It should.
Probably should.
Although, do you know what the pick three was? In the last few months, I look at the pick three.
This
the
is
lotto.
Lottery you're talking
the
about?
The Missouri Lottery.
Yeah.
It's 930, which if you do this, if you could play it boxed, not bad. So that's what I'm saying. If you're a gambler out there, just do a 390 box, man. Maybe I'll make you a few bucks for the gamblers out there.
Okay.
You guys aren't lotto guys.
Tip of the week. No.
Yeah. Yeah, not a gambler. No. Very fun. Very silly. And it says it helps schools, which then I looked into that, and that is kind of shady, I guess. Like, it does, but not nearly to the amount that you would think it does.
Yeah, I always wonder about that. It's kind of a gray area.
Yeah.
Same with casinos and stuff, too.
Correct. Like, I guess Missouri passed, we're going to be able to play the apps, the casino apps on our phones.
Oh, yeah.
It passed this year, but it's still not up and ready to go. And I think it's something like discretion of, like, what schools get, well, how much of the profit
of that money should go to schools.
Yeah, I think it's something like that. I'm not
100%
sure.
Yeah, back in the day, they were accused of playing sort of a shell game where it was like, it's, let's say, 50 million bucks went to schools from the Missouri budget. And they're like, we're going to give it to the casino. Casinos are going to chip in. It's like, but it's still 50 million. They just, it's not like we're getting extra. It's like, now it's coming from the casinos.
Right.
Yeah, that kind of like, okay. It's not like more money.
Right.
That was an allegation in the past.
Okay.
I probably heard that but then that's from my dad or something.
More money for other stuff, potholes and whatnot, right?
Could be.
Theoretically. But yeah, you see, they run the commercials because this is a hot topic here. But that, the casino, all the stuff. And then I would be like, I'm a teacher and we could use more money and blah, 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 blah. And then the next ad would be like, I'm a teacher and we're not going to see any of that money.
Yeah.
I don't know who to believe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's tough, man. That's like everything, man. It's two sides.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Two sides.
Several sides, actually. But there's two distinct sides on most things these days.
Yeah.
Did you run any potholes on the way over here?
No, not today. I didn't. I avoided them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're out there, though, man. This time of year. It's brutal,
especially the city, man. And I'll tell you, this time of year, man, I'm gonna just give a heads up right now. Like I'm a mess. I'm on drugs. I'm on drugs right now.
What kind?
I'm on Claritin.
Okay.
May 15th. I swear, June 15th. I get hit with insane allergies, man. Mm. And it's just the watery eyes, the sneezing, and I'm like, it's either that on the show today, or take the pills. Take the pills. Dries me up. Very loopy in the head.
So what can we expect of you on the pills today?
What I normally am, but worse. Like, he got that
dumber?
Wrong. He only got six wrong things on the show. Now 16.
Okay.
I'm not sure it's possible.
It is possible. It just really makes me really like.
I'm suffering from allergies and I'm so confused. I'm so turned around, man. Because I looked, there's nothing really off the charts today. Like St. Louis actually has a really, really good indicator. You know, most towns, it's like, not that good. St. Louis, they'll tell you what's going on every day.
Yeah.
Every weekday. And there's nothing really going on. For me, it's mold. Mold count is not that high. I am freaking out because I'm thinking maybe there's the mold's back in my condo, you know, that I spent all that money to get rid of. So I'm freaking out about that. Yeah. Calling more mold guy. I don't know, man. But maybe it's just allergy stuff. But I stopped taking allergy shots, which I shouldn't.
Oh, you got off of them?
Well, I just was gone, and I let it slip, and now I got to start over.
You taking those things year-round or what?
Yeah, you take them, you basically take them every week for like 6 months, and then they build you to every 2 weeks, and then it's like once a month. I was at once a month, but you miss a few months like I did. Yeah. They're going to make you start over and go like every week, and I'm not going to be in town.
That's not good.
Consecutive weeks for a long time.
No, busy guy.
You promised an announcement on the previous show, and we deliver on our promises. Mm. Do you want to make it?
We're doing it now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did. So it's big, big time. Last week, we had a big teaser, and we can talk about this. Greg and I gonna be on national TV. Paramount Plus, your favorite show, Bar Rescue. Craig and I are going to be on Bar Rescue on June 8th.
Unbelievable.
Sunday, June 8th, 10 Eastern, 9 Central. I think you have to have Paramount Plus or just, yeah, like a streaming, a cable streaming. But I know you can do it. Paramount Plus, YouTube TV,
yeah.
Spectrum.
But I think it does air on broadcast TV on Paramount.
Yeah, yeah. I think that sounds right, too, on Paramount.
Paramount Network. So, and so talk was, about your role in the show. What are you guys doing?
I never had more fun in my life. It was amazing. Right? Greg was definitely, he definitely took one from me. He was not that he didn't love it. I think at the end we had good laughs on it.
Sean made me laugh in that thing as hard as I've laughed. I don't think we're amazing. Allowed to talk about some of the specifics, but
yeah, we can't get into the specifics. But the show,
other than Sean did use the guy's line.
Oh, are you sure? I better believe I did, man. Yeah, I Taffer, John Taffer.
Sean's talking to me, and he's like, "Shut it down." That's I'm like, I think that's the guy's line.
You gotta wait.
Yeah.
They're gonna gut 95% of what I say, probably.
And yeah, just so people know, if you're familiar with the show,
yeah.
John Taffer, or in some cases his sort of assistants come in.
Yeah, we had his assistants
and completely do an overhaul of a bar, restaurant, whatever. But he always to begin to really see what he's working with, to take the temperature of this business as it is, we'll send in two people for some recon. And on this particular episode, you guys were those guys. You went in, you ordered drinks, you did what they asked you to do, and then you had to kind of take it in from the staff and then report back, right? That's basically what happens.
Yeah. And you give your, you give your opinion, and you know, usually the product's not great. You know, what they're serving isn't,
Sean made me laugh hard.
They're not giving you Cheesecake Factory level cocktails. No. Put it that way.
A couple times, I don't think I was supposed to be laughing, and I couldn't stop laughing.
Oh man, it was Sean. Yeah, it was just a lot of fun. I don't know, that show, working in the bar business and restaurants for a while, there's something about that show that's just, I love it. It grabs me, and it's been around. I think they're on their 9th season.
Yeah.
So it's working. The Taffer though is the key, and I don't think he might be on the edit of our show,
right?
But he wasn't the guy who came in and be like, "What is this? What are you serving that? You call that chicken salad? Shut it down." And then he takes the plate, he would slam it.
That's like Colonel Sanders?
Like Sanders, but worse. Oh, yeah. I think Taffer's like, "Oh, you think Sanders has got an attitude? Oh, I'll go and I'll just start." But the funny thing is, he goes in and he ultimately will build them a new bar. But it's weird because he'll go and he'll trash the bar even more than how it already looks in the first place. Like the bar is already kind of a mess.
Physically, yeah.
Yeah, and then it goes in and I was like, "Well, John, you just broke 45 plates. Like, no wonder." Yeah, I mean, they're probably out of inventory now. I don't know. There's something about that guy that's just really likable to me. I just like those guys who get all fired up.
Yeah, he's great.
He's just a likable, funny guy to me. And we got the call. This was like a while back. I think last summer or something. And Sean, had to be all hush hush about it. And
you guys shot it a long time ago.
Yeah, we shot it a while back. But I remember getting. They reached out to me, and I was like, I was in one of those things where I was doing a lot of work on the road. And I was like, I don't think I want to do this. It's a reality show. I'm not sure I want to do this. And then it was like. And you're allowed to bring a friend. And I was like, he'll never forgive me. Because he loves the show. And
I
was
like, man. So
I can bring anybody. And they're like, well, yeah, they have to be approved. I'm like, well, that might be a problem. But,
I do an audition. On a reality show.
But no, they said you could bring a friend. And I literally was like, man, I probably need to tell Sean about this. Mm-hmm. And we did it, man.
Yeah. So
we went.
So Sunday, June 8th, please tune in if you have Paramount Plus. Cable, DVR it. Take a picture of me. I don't even know if I can see. I don't know if I got to get like YouTube TV again or something. So
I can't wait to see it. So Courtney and Brando from my radio show, Brando, who's been on the podcast before, they did one. Theirs is already aired.
Brando may be back.
And
somebody keeps showing up late.
All right. Mm-hmm. And they did a great job. Had a blast. But now I'm excited to see your guys.
Yeah.
Did theirs air?
It did, yeah. Yeah, came out.
It was good.
Yeah, they were real funny. They had some characters because they shot quite a few episodes in the St. Louis area. What's funny is they both live on the Illinois side of St. Louis, but the bar that they did was in Kirkwood.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is where you and I live.
Do we know what bar it was?
I can't remember right now.
Yeah, there's not a lot of bars in Kirkwood.
I'll find it. It's over by like Tree Court.
Okay.
What's it called?
I can't remember. Graham's Grill?
Nope.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
All right.
But there's some real characters, and it was a good one. They did a great job, so I can't wait to see you guys.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we'll see, man. I mean,
Bar Rescue, guys.
Yeah. I think that we're in there like 45 minutes to an hour. So, I mean, they'll whittle it down to a few minutes, but I don't know. Greg and I had, I don't care what Greg, it was, It ended up being a lot of fun. He loved it at the end.
I laughed.
He laughed hard.
Hard.
You know, this place was hilarious. I don't think we can talk about the specifics.
When it airs, we'll talk about it after it airs. Yeah. I'm sure I'll have questions and stuff. But so it's what is it, June 9th?
June 8th, Sunday.
So a week, the following week after this airs.
Yeah, Sunday, June 8th, 10 Eastern, 9.
Great.
Central.
Another announcement. Again, we're having some sort of weird recording scheduling.
Yeah.
We are recording this the day after Memorial Day, and it comes out probably... Well, it'll come out in about 4 or 5 days. But on the last episode, the episode that aired today, actually, we promised to reward some commenters with a bunch of gum. We're going to send them some gum. I think the comments that we love the most with a big pack, a big box of gum.
Right.
But we're going to let that roll for a little bit. Like, we're not going to announce that today because the episode just came out. So we want to let a few comments roll in before we make the big
judgment. We've got some great contenders. We'll get to those.
I saw a couple great ones, but I think in all fairness, you know, it's like, hey, I listen after work or something. You got to give me at least 48 hours to comment. So we're not going to announce that. We will announce the winners on the next episode, and we'll actually do the contest.
A lot of teasing on the consumers lately.
Yeah, it is, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of teasing usually. This is a different. Yeah. It's actual... hurtful teasing usually that goes on here, and I'm frankly I'm sick of it. I
you are you're really getting beat up, man.
Look at the comments. I saw one today. I saw one today where somebody's like, "You guys got to leave Greg alone" or something like that.
Oh yeah,
stop being mean to Greg.
I've got that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So you guys need to knock it off.
Right, Tim. We're pretty hard on them.
Yeah,
I guess we better
guys are acting like jerks and people notice.
Okay,
where is it? Oh yeah. We'll just hit this right now. Jennifer Wiley Wright says, first of all, Greg is one of the nicest people I have ever seen. The viewers really need to stop picking on him. Thank you to everyone on the podcast for making my Tuesday so bearable. One of the nicest people she's ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right, man.
It's just, that's a call to action. People need to take it easy.
Yeah. And she was talking about the viewers. She wasn't talking about you two.
Yeah. We're nice to you. The reason the viewers pick on you is because you pick on us. So they are retaliating on our behalf.
Correct.
That's why you get it the worst in the comments.
Of course. He knows that. He's going to play it that dumb. He knows that's exactly it. And he loves it.
Half those people are Kirkwood High School grads who got warned back in the day.
Right,
this is their chance to come back.
I think this is the sort of thing that Jennifer Wiley Wright is talking about.
No,
this whole warned thing. Yeah.
These kids spent God only knows how long crammed in the lockers.
Eric, you've been in the St. Louis comedy scene for how long?
About 7 years.
7 years. Did you ever feel like I picked on you?
No.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy. Yeah. There it is, right from Eric. Got no reason to lie.
One of the lucky ones over here.
Yeah.
That means he doesn't believe in you.
Well, they just couldn't find a locker big enough for me. I'm 6'6". So.
Yeah, he's a Marine.
Not a lot of Marines that get thrown in the locker.
No.
This is everything's coming up O'Brien this week. He's going to be on national TV. And he's been after us a while to do this brand. The brand this week is Creed Aventus.
This is wild, man. By the way, I did not... Usually, we might discuss the topics. Greg, this was a surprise to me. Is what I'm saying. So I'm excited about it. I didn't think in 1,000 episodes he would ever launch this one.
Big. It's a scent. It's a cologne, a perfume. I don't know. We'll probably hear all the different things that it is or is not. But we are going to get into it. The Creed family. Sean's going to do a lot of the heavy lifting because I tried to find
not
a few
much out
things.
There, dude. There's not a lot of heavy lifting.
Yeah, I was that's wondering if maybe this is really a brand or
it's a brand, man. They are just they are very buckled up. So I'm like, okay,
yeah, they don't let a lot out.
No, not
at all. The Creed family goes way, way back. They were in the 1700s. James Henry Creed, I think they were tailors, clothiers. Mm-hmm. You know, back in the day, and then at one point. The company Creed and Cumberland got a royal warrant. You know what that means, Tim?
Nope.
Royal warrant basically means like, hey, there's some famous people here at the crown uses them. Like the crown,
it's an endorsement by the crown.
By the crown.
The royals.
Yeah, the royals are saying, we use these guys as the clothiers.
Okay.
It's like something that we would like to do on this podcast. Yeah. We would like to say, hey, you guys should go on down to Larry's VCR repair.
Sure.
Because when Tim and I repair our VCRs, we go to Larry's.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
But they haven't reached out yet.
Yeah. Not yet.
And we're hoping for something maybe a little bigger.
Yeah. We do some of that with radio, right? It'll be like, as seen on the Courtney Show, there's a pizza place in town that on their box printed, it says, you know, best pizza as said by the Courtney Show. And then I had a pizza named after me over at Benny's in Belleville, stuff like that.
Yeah,
but
man.
This is the crown.
What's the pizza called?
It was called The Big Review.
15 minutes late.
It's called The Big Review, which is one of my nicknames.
The Big Reveal?
The Big Ragu. One of my nicknames on the show. Thanks for listening.
I would never be up that early. Are you insane? The Big Ragu. Why is that? What's that nickname about? Or is that too hard
it's
to get into?
It's just a long story. I mispronounce. It's a long. It's just not worth it.
Oh, you mispronounced something. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
Boy,
yeah.
Oh boy. I guess we know how that feels, everybody. Right?
I just remember, I was listening that day and you were saying Ragu or something.
That's not what happened.
Your brother Chris goes, do you mean ragu?
No, it's not what happened. He just everything he said is not true. It's not what happened, but that's okay.
I remember.
I mean, you got the floor if you want to open up about this ragu story.
Yeah, no, it's really, really simple. So we did a story about, you know, how much money people would do certain things for, right? For different meals. Like, would you eat this? Would you eat this? And people were saying, or to never eat X food again. And it was ragu, the pasta sauce, right? And people were like, it would take $20,000 for me to never have. And it didn't say pasta sauce. It just said ragu. And I thought, well, that they can't possibly be talking about that very inexpensive pasta sauce. And I think so I was like, this must be something I'm unaware of. And I think in the moment I was confusing it with like that Wagyu beef, which is real expensive.
Right, high-end stuff,
And so I was like, oh, this is something called ragu. So I said ragu. Like it would take $10,000 for me to not eat ragu. And then we figured out that it was the pasta sauce and that I had mispronounced it. That's all. It was that simple.
Gotcha. That's what I just said. Yeah.
No.
Ragu.
And then stumbling over
ragu,
it.
Which Carmine... on the show
Laverne and Shirley,
his nickname was the Big Ragu.
Okay, never watched it.
That was one of their boyfriends, Penny.
Yeah,
Penny Marshall's boyfriend.
Yeah. So because of this, now I'm sorry, Greg. I cut you off. I apologize.
No, it's all right.
So we named the pizza the Big Ragu. It was like a vegan slice. It had like the veggie meatballs on it, extra sauce, peppers, great.
It was a nickname that Tim didn't care for because it made him look stupid.
Yeah,
and then they had he has a segment on the Courtney Show where he tells, he's like, hey, what's going on in St. Louis? It's a weekly segment.
It's a very popular segment.
Sure. Yeah, and they were trying to name it, and I happened to be in there today, and I go, what about what to do with the Big Ragu?
Okay, it's pretty good. That's not bad.
It stuck, man. That's what it is. It's also the weekly was up. The weekend was up. But it's, what to do with the
I like it.
Yeah.
The Big Ragu.
So that Benny's over in Belleville, if you ever get to Belleville, Illinois, a phenomenal pizza joint. But anyway, this is about the endorsement of the crown.
Gotcha.
That's interesting that they would give that out.
That's it, man. They give it out. And
can I ask a question before we go too further? Because I think some people probably very unfamiliar with this brand at all. Creed is the name of what the parent company. And then Creed puts out multiple lines.
Correct.
Of?
Yes. So okay. Creed has like,
and Aventus is one
that is
of
like
their lines.
The monster line. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the one that it has a lot of heat. However, their breakout was in 1985. I'm trying to find my notes. It was something called Irish Tweed.
Yeah, Green Irish Tweed.
Green Irish Tweed was the first cologne that got a lot of recognition.
Yeah, that one did very well. That's right.
That was before Aventus, though, right?
That was before.
Back in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Had you heard of it back then? Were you familiar with this?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah. I'll get into how I found it.
Okay.
In 86, Cary Grant died. And after he died, they said that he used it, which seems like sort of some dirtbag tactics. Nice. You can't check it, really.
All the cool guys died, and they're like, oh, Sean
this
Connery?
Has happened. I think this has happened a lot in the scent business and other things where like, oh, yeah, man, he used it all the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about they're using AI Sinatra in different ads, and all of a sudden you're seeing all these dead guys are showing up in ads endorsing things.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's, I can't take it. The AI stuff.
When I'm gone, stuff. Don't do it.
I think the first time they got into the scent business, they scented hemlines and leather gloves. So back in the day when they were clothiers, they would put these leather gloves in a box with flowers for 8 days, and they would refresh the flowers every day. So you could buy these leather gloves that that smelled good. And that, yeah, was, that was their first sort of dabbling in the scent business.
Leather smells good, though.
Yeah, but you ever tried leather and flowers?
Yeah, no. Man. You ever put a tulip on leather and then combo it?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fantastic. Huh. And then hemlines. What's a hemline? I don't.
A hemline is at the bottom of a skirt or a pair of pants. That's the hemline.
They
where
scented
it's, where
the,
it's hemmed.
The hemlines, I guess. Yeah.
What?
Yes. Yeah. I guess I would think dogs would be the ones who would appreciate that the most. Right?
It smells like bacon.
The guy. Yeah. The guy that sort of really put them on the map, I guess, and who is still the man, is Olivier Creed?
Oliver, I believe.
Okay.
I think.
O-L-I-V-I-E-R. So it's not the traditional spelling.
It's not
the
traditional spelling.
Oliver,
I believe that's but how
it's
you
Oliver?
Pronounce it. Yeah.
Okay, Oliver Creed. He's the man, right?
Oliver is the man, yeah. Yeah, dude, listen, Creed, listen, guys. I mean, go ahead, Greg. I'm sorry.
No,
I'm
dude,
cutting you
this
off.
Is, this is
you
your
off.
Report, man.
Yeah, I mean, look. Well, first off, it's like, let me backtrack. So this was what me, like, searching this out, like, fine and high. And this is just actually, this was just good old social media. I saw an ad for this one. You know, it just pops in your feed. And I'm like, huh, what did I go? I know my scents. I know the scents. Jacquard, Polo Sport, Hugo Boss, Ralph Lauren. I mean, go on. And I'm like, what is this? And then I click, and then I'm like, oh, okay, let's take a look. Price point? Now, here's where they get you. 3.3-ounce bottle, $550 plus tax.
Aspirational.
And I'm like, all right, now wait just a minute here. This is, that's too much. Like, you can't, nobody can get away with that. Like, so I'm like, well, that's just, and I just kept, because I clicked on it. You know how to just click on the ad once, and you just keep seeing it. And then I'm like, all right, man, I got to figure out how, I got to smell this stuff. I got to smell this stuff. And so I go to the mall. Nordstrom or whatever, and they're like, oh yeah, man, they're like, we'll have that for like a week and it's gone. I'm like, what? They're like, yeah, man, you can't just like walk, you have to like order it online. I'm like, this is crazy. So I finally go to eBay, find one of these that you can see if you're on video, if you're on audio. We got sample cards.
It's like postcard sized, it almost looks like something that your medication would be in.
Yeah, it's just it's to get a little sample vial. Yeah. So and I and the day came, I ordered, the mail showed up. I'm like, here we go. And it changed my life. I was like, this is a life changer. And the compliments that I get wearing it, it's insane. People will talk to me who, I can tell some people are like, man, I don't even like that guy. But man, does he smell delicious. My, what is that?
Did you have a consistent scent before that day? What were you wearing at the time?
I go in phases. I was wearing Acqua di Gio for a while, but that's a real hack. Cologne to wear. It's just like, yeah, you and the rest of the guys 18 to 45. I mean, it's just, it's great scent, you know, and it's reasonably priced. You get a large bottle, $75, but you know, you have no identity with that.
Sure.
So I'm
stick
like,
out a little bit.
So then I start doing a deep dive on this. I'm like, so who's wearing this? Come to find out, Morgan Freeman, Brad Pitt, Al Pacino. If you don't believe me, I'll have him call in the show next time.
Usher. Really, those three guys you just said all wear this?
100%. Now they might not wear Aventus.
Okay. They wear Creed.
They're Creed again. There is Irish Spring. There's Silver Mountain Water.
Irish Spring.
I'm sorry. Green Irish Tweed.
Oh boy.
Green Irish Tweed.
I bet you it's the same thing.
Irish Spring.
You can get an Irish Spring.
Guys, I told you I'm on drugs.
$3.
I'm on drugs. I told you to get
save a lot of money if you just get it at the grocery store.
Irish. Do they still make that soap?
Irish Spring? You kidding me? Yeah.
What a lazy jingle.
It's great. It's a
great. What are you talking about?
Oh, it is great.
Is there a knife? Do they chop it with a knife?
Yeah, they carve it.
Yeah,
they
show awesome.
You. It's a Irish Spring.
Oh.
Yeah. Same guy that was Lucky Charms guy, I think.
Yeah, sure. I've never used Irish Spring, but I always thought it just probably smelled like a.
It was a Procter and Gamble product.
Like a marshmallow.
I'm pretty sure. No, it didn't smell like a marshmallow.
Oh.
Well, I mean.
Is that a Lucky Charms reference?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good one.
Who's rocking bars of soap still? I think some body wash.
Yeah,
much.
A lot of people are, though. I don't know. I can't explain it.
No judgment here. I just.
There must be something.
I want to go back to Sean saying that.
What's that?
This is his identity.
Oh, which, yeah. It is.
You got to take a hard look in the mirror.
I'm very proud of
Rafe Williams.
Huh?
You got something. Go ahead. My identity.
I mean, if your identity is a bottle of cologne.
Yeah, that's an issue.
Yeah.
No, it's not an issue. It's not an issue at all.
Don't
it's
you
a
want...
It's a, I'm proud of it.
I'm not a cologne guy. Does that mean I don't have an identity?
Yeah. You're nobody. All you got is a personality,
you're
a little
too literally,
a job
so.
And a hobby. You got nothing.
There's something nothing. Nice about somebody.
You got nothing, man. Nothing. You're a loser.
I mean, you're
spend $500 on a bottle of flower water, and then you're somebody in
you
this world.
You want to be somebody.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, I get
you got a beautiful wife and kids. Jack, by the way, getting big. I saw him yesterday.
Yeah, Jack Conover, he's a big guy.
He's getting real big. Walking.
I get over there and see
him.
He's a character.
But that means nothing.
Well, you know, no, I got.
Well, for what?
Yeah.
Speaking of him, he's sitting on a gold mine right now.
Jack is?
Yeah, because what did I get him for his first birthday, I believe?
You gave Jack, Timothy.
Timothy, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Timothy has two kids.
Yeah, I got it. So I just mixed up the names.
But my son, Timothy's got stuff, but you've never gotten Jack anything.
So, I know, I will, I promise.
Kid doesn't have an identity.
The thing is the value of the one.
He's not going to have identity.
He doesn't know who he is.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So people are listening. I got Timothy an aged vial, I guess you'd say sample size of Creed that probably today is worth somewhere about $500.
Okay.
Today for the sample size, not the bottle, the 2 milliliter size, which if he sits on it for 18 to 25 years, probably a couple grand minimum.
If there's
the more they age. Yeah. There's numbers on it. Batches. These are called batch codes.
Sure.
I have on here. Each one is its own batch and they only make a finite amount of batches.
Yeah.
So when they're out for the year and you got to wait next year.
He's good with his investment. So I could see him sitting on it for
Sure.
Not impulsive for a 3-year-old, not impulsive at all.
No.
Yeah. I've just always been a guy. If somebody smells nice, guy or girl, I'm just drawn. I was like, yeah, that's what I'm talking. There's just like, just a touch of class. If it's like, yeah, all right. That person, it's like just well-groomed, well-kept, nice teeth and smelling nice. I'm all in. And I'm not one to talk because I look like I fell off a truck, admittedly. But I'm saying I do appreciate how other people, definitely in the smell.
You don't smell like a truck. Yeah, like a garbage truck at all.
No, well, actually, I can't even wear this stuff anymore because he's been crying about it for 2 years. Mm. Every person on the road with loves it. Loves it. You're like, ew, gross. Wash it off. Too much. And so I stopped. I let him. He just kept hammering me year after year after year. So I don't. I just.
It's funny because other people have been mentioned like, you know, I don't really like cologne. And he stops right away. Took about 7 years, and he's like, I guess I'm not going to wear cologne in the car anymore.
Well, yeah, but sometimes you just like to be a contrarian, so you just go the other way of what I like. You're like, oh, he likes this. I'm just to spite him, I'm going to be like, don't wear it. Where if I didn't wear it, you'd be like, hey, man, why don't you wear a cologne? Come on, man, you smell boring. Come on, let's get a little spray on.
You smell boring.
I mean, let's try, so.
Yeah, you don't have an identity.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, why are you guys against it?
I'm not against it.
I'm not saying
I mean, you say you never wear cologne, correct?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I'm against it.
I think you might wear a little bit much sometimes because when you get in the car, it just really does. I'm like, whoa.
The problem is because I'm coming from the shower, changing, spray, car. So I'm in the car 2 minutes after it's applied. So that's when it's going to be at its strongest, at its peak.
Yeah.
So that's why you suffer. But I've stopped. I think it's a fair request because I do think it legitimately bothers you, so. It's just, but it's all about, you don't want to over 3 sprays, tops, you're good.
Oliver Creed has stated that unlike the majority of perfume houses, the Creed brand focuses more on the base notes rather than the top ones. The reason for this, they claim, is focusing on the base notes means you fully appreciate the fragrance. You must take your time to understand the fragrance.
Yeah.
You know, so and the top notes I believe are apple, blackcurrant, pineapple, bergamot. The middle notes are juniper, which I'm allergic to. Maybe that's a problem.
Yeah.
Juniper berries, birch, patchouli. It's hippie stuff.
Yeah, it is. But
jasmine, and then the base notes. These are the one that you got to spend your time. Vanilla. I'm a big fan. Musk, oak moss, and ambergris.
Yeah.
Ambergris. This is interesting. You want to speak to some of this stuff?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite ingredient?
Well, listen, so not to get too in the weeds here.
Sure.
But again, it's not just they make a whole tub of this stuff in one big barrel and then just box it off. There are different batches which all smell different. For example, this one in my hand right here is a smokier smell, where the right one is a sweeter smell, yet the same exact thing. You would still say I'm wearing Creed Aventus in both hands.
Yeah.
But this one would be like, ooh, that's got that, that. You would almost be like, are they the same? Yeah. Like, they are. It's just because of how they mix, how they settle.
And do they vary them intentionally, or is it just sometimes a batch turns out one way, sometimes it's another, and then word spreads that, oh, this is, we got a little extra vanilla here?
Tim, that is a great question, and I don't know the answer to that. Okay. I think it's intentionally, but they won't. I can't not find a confirm a yes or no of if they, I would think they would have the, I don't know, technology, would that be the right word, to make the same batch?
Replicate it.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's beneficial to them for just the reason that you said. People are like, oh, this one's a little bit different. Like, it seems like they're selling more cologne as a result of these batches being different.
Yeah, they've taken some heat about that. And but even before Sean said that, I read that some people feel like, hey, some are smokier and some are fruitier.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Pineapple. Which one that everyone likes is this. I would go with the sweeter one, the more pineapple infused, as they say.
If a batch comes out that's everyone's like, oh, this is a little more pineapple-y, word spreads.
Oh, it spreads hard, man. Yeah. And you're paying triple for one bottle, while the smoky one, nobody wants. They're like, oh, yeah, well.
So smoky is.
That's me personally. I think more people favor the fruit side, the lighter one, than smokier, heavier one.
Guy like me who and big barbecue guy, probably gonna go for the smoke.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, barbecue guys love the smoke one.
Slow smoke, yeah. Green egg. How often is the new batch coming out?
I think it's once a year.
And when that happens, are enthusiasts like yourself sitting around going like, okay, I can't wait to hear what
I'm
notes.
Waiting. They're just, these guys, they keep a lid on stuff, man. They are buckled up. Half the info I get is from
$500 a bottle. I hope they do keep a lid on.
Yeah, they do, man. It is. Apparently it's going up. Yeah, man, you can't get much from them. They don't haggle. I've tried to haggle with at the counter north, so they're like, you're crazy. They're like, in fact, we're gonna charge you more if you keep peppering me. So people want it. I don't know if it's like released every day in the same, like January 5th every year or something like that.
Right.
But it appears once a year. But I do know, so these start with F. So I believe that means these are the year 20, I believe it's 2022.
So multiple batches coming out in a year then?
Correct.
Okay.
Like probably 10. Probably okay. Like 10 different batches. So. Okay.
They've come under a little bit of fire that says that it doesn't last as long as it used to. Some people think that is because the IFRA, which is the fragrance.
International Fragrance.
Regulatory association. It's an association. It's not a country's laws, but I guess they govern themselves. And they banned Lyrol, which is a lily of the valley. And they said you can't use that anymore.
Why? Is it unhealthy, or were we losing them?
I think we were like over farming Lyrol.
They were going extinct.
Yeah, the lilies.
No kidding. Apparently.
These and then lilies it went. Of the valley.
And that's what kept it. That's what made it smell longer.
Whereas Big Red.
Right. Just lousy with Lyrol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kiss a little longer, last a little longer.
Longer with
Big Red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas
Lyrol.
Yeah. Creed Aventus.
See ya.
Yeah.
Not lasting as long.
Hey, he's right, man.
Kiss a little
shorter.
Yeah. It's done. Yeah.
That's why the one I got Tim's kid, that's old school one, man. So any of those 2015, 16, 17, 18, if you find those, oh, enjoy, guys.
Really?
It's Bob Biggerstaff. It is hard to find, very hard to find, and you're going to pay triple if you find it online. And obviously it's going to be through private seller. You're not going to go to the Creed website because they're not selling it 2017.
So I got to lock this stuff up.
Yeah, man. I'm just saying, I think go online, treat yourself to a sample. Okay. See what you think. I'd be shocked. And we should be spraying this and seeing what you guys think.
Well, I hope
because
that we
I
are.
Have, yeah, yeah. I'm saying now I got to be really. I don't want to confuse people. I got to be very clear. This is very important. All right, you two listening?
Yeah, we'll write this down.
All right, write it down. This right here in my hand is the Aventus perfume.
Okay.
Okay. This is like they call it the Hulk. This is like the one everyone buys. Now, this here, the samples. This is the Aventus cologne. Two totally different scents.
Yeah. Explain.
Different profiles. Basically, there's from what how I best can describe it is there's just more concentrated oils in the perfume.
Do you apply them the same way?
I do a little less with the perfume.
But the mechanism, they're both things that you spray on, say, your neck and your wrist or whatever.
And this is a golden rule. Never, ever, and I mean ever, spray on your wrist or arm and then rub it in. It just damages, like, the makeup of the
juniper.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like every cologne guy in the world's like, don't ever do that. They get mad if you spray and you're doing this.
Yeah.
It's over. So
let it sit there.
Now, oddly, this one, I think I actually, the cologne one, I think I actually like more than the perfume, which is the mega popular one. This is more of a super fruity, very light. Yeah, I mean, I think it's fantastic.
Talk me through why somebody would choose. Are some people parfum guys and some guys are cologne guys?
I bet you 90% are perfume guys and 10% are cologne guys.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I bet you. Yeah, maybe, at worst, maybe 80-20. But yeah, everybody's going after the Aventus part. This bottle, this is a 30 milliliter bottle right here. Now, I do these group things and stuff, so I get this for a mega deal. But if you were to pay retail
talk
for this,
talk a little
200.
About the group things.
All right. So listen, I wasn't going to talk about this, man, because it's like my little club. It's like me and the guys. But I'll let it out there. I hope you guys come on over. So there's a group on Facebook called Aventus Addicts.
Okay.
You got to join. You got to explain why you're joining. You got to explain what you're wearing. I mean, there is a test that you got to pass just to get in this group. They're not letting anybody in.
Just like the consumers
group, you got to pass a test.
Yeah. But I mean, way tougher test. So,
like what?
Ask me.
No, I'm just joking, man. But they do ask you questions. I think like what brought you over, blah blah. But anyway, so these guys, what you can do is you can go to like a what's the real expensive store down there in Frontenac?
Walmart.
In Frontenac Plaza.
Yeah, like Sarah Palin went there, went shopping.
Oh, Saks Fifth Avenue?
Saks Fifth Avenue. So you can go there and you can buy like a 1,000 milliliter bottle, which is, I don't know. What is that? Something like 10 ounce? I don't know.
How many are you holding in your hand?
This is a 30 milliliter.
Okay.
So you can buy 1,000. So what these guys do, and you go and you join this group, these guys, they buy essentially like a pint glass of the Aventus, and then they break it down and then they break it off and they sell it in things like this.
Okay.
But because they're buying it at like a wholesale, almost not wholesale, but they're buying it in bulk, then you can afford to buy some without having to spend $550 or $450. That's what it is on Amazon.
But these guys are probably making a profit on this deal, right?
Yeah, yeah, as they should. But you're also saving.
As they should.
You're also saving
friend group.
Money.
Yeah.
But you're also saving.
Per ounce, you're not saving, or per milliliter, you're not saving money. You're paying a premium per milliliter.
No. I'm saying you're still saving. You're saying what? You're saying is the guy who buys the 1,000 milliliter?
The guy buys 1,000 milliliters.
Correct.
And he breaks it down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Per milliliter, he would have to charge you a premium versus what he bought, or he would be not making any money.
That is correct. Okay. Yeah, you are right there. What I'm saying, even as him charging that premium, you're still going to pay less than you would paying
at
$550 for a 100 milliliter bottle. That's what I'm saying.
In a store.
Correct.
You buy it from the guy.
On Creed online. Creed Boutique online.
Right.
Yeah, look, man, he was 2 minutes from the Creed shop, the headquarters, when he was in Paris.
Oh. Well,
minutes away.
I saw the one in Vegas.
Oh, at Caesars?
Yeah, man. Oh. I sent you a picture.
That's right. You did. That's right. It's my screensaver. Right. I can't believe. There it is. So yeah, I think we have to look.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Oh yeah, keep talking.
Do you feel a closer bond to the gentleman in your Creed group or to your
the Golden Tee guys?
Golden Tee guys.
That's a great question.
Who are you tighter with?
Yeah,
I mean probably the Golden Tee because I actually interact like physically, hang out with these guys sometimes.
The other one,
you know,
turns down gigs.
Yeah. The Creed thing, it's more of a marketplace, or are you guys bonding over like, bro, I got some of this whatever bash?
Yeah, it's a lot of that. It's a lot of, and they do these things called like raffles, but they can't use the word raffle because you can't do raffles, so they call it waffles. Like, and you can't say it cost $75. You can't use the word dollars on Facebook. The algorithm will flag it. I don't know why, so they got to put like doll hairs or like four and then like a sailing emoji.
Yeah.
Really weird how that stuff works on Facebook.
Yeah, I know.
But yet then Facebook has a marketplace that people are buying and selling all day.
Well, it's probably, they want you to use their marketplace. Yeah. That's probably why.
But is Facebook getting a kickback on marketplace?
I'm sure something's going on on marketplace. Yeah. It's traffic. So there's ad revenue going when you're on there.
Yeah, maybe it's the ad.
Yeah,
revenue.
It's anything. Okay. They don't want you leaving their platform for anything.
Well, no, you're on. It's a Facebook group,
right?
So you're in Facebook. I'm saying that's. I don't know. It's just weird. They can't. You gotta use all these code words. So yeah, these guys will do all sorts of deals. They'll do.
You think anybody got mad?
Like, what do you mean?
No, I agreed to pay $75 doll hairs. This is ridiculous. I didn't know it was money. I mean, if you took that thing to people's court or whatever, I think the doll hair guys.
I agree. On a technicality, Greg, you would win that lawsuit.
I agree
with you. Yeah,
I can call Jay Kanzlers about this.
This might be a stupid question.
No, just ask away, man. They're all smart.
In your Facebook group or just in general, women. I have no interest in this at all, right? Other than to smell it on men, right? There aren't women in this group.
I mean, they do make a couple different for her scents.
2016 was the first Aventus for her. Then 2019, Aventus Cologne. 2010 was when Aventus came around. That must have been the parfum. 2023, Absolue Aventus. Sean.
Oh, man, is that nice. That is Christmas time.
Cinnamon,
all over it.
Patchouli, Ooh. And pink pepper.
Yeah.
Which I like pink pepper if it's the Himalayan. No, I have... Pink salt.
Sea salt. That's pink. You dum-dum.
Yeah. Pink pepper. And then in 2024, pepper. Absolut Aventus re-released, and they're doing this thing where occasionally they're going to release an Absolut Aventus based on, they call it a crop fragrance, based on what's available during that particular year.
It's like a grab bag.
Yeah. Well, it's like, hey, I mean, if there's a run on raspberries, you know, there's a lot of, they can get raspberries cheap. You're going to have a raspberry Absolut.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that Absolut is killer.
You
got to
hope it's like with the, so is that a price at a premium, Absolut?
Oh, yeah, man.
And define that.
It's interesting because Absolut, the vodka is not at a premium.
Not at a premium. You know? You can probably get a 1.75 liter for $29. So enjoy. But yeah, that Absolut is nice. Great holiday. That's a Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, winter. People love you. I mean, I guarantee it. Listen, if you're single right now and a guy, buy it.
That's me.
Buy it. Greg, he won't. Me. I told you for years, man. You keep fighting me.
I can't,
man.
Very allergic to juniper berries.
Okay.
I didn't realize that that's what was in there. I can't be around this stuff. I can't put it on. If I have a sip of gin, I'm in the ER that night.
You're really?
With hives.
Because of the juniper.
I would guess it's the juniper. I just know three times in my life I had gin and I went to the ER. Yeah. And the doctor was like, it's not the gin. I'm like, it's the gin. I know it's the gin.
And is there juniper and gin?
Yes. Yeah, that's a big ingredient. So
yeah, the juniper berry. Yeah. The
juniper berry.
Oh.
So I'm not gonna have any of this.
All right. All right, Tim, so you ready to party?
Well, I mean, I don't want him to go to the hospital.
Well, listen, here's the thing. We won't even
I'm gonna walk outside actually, and you guys do this.
Well, if you come back in, it's still in
here.
It's
still in here. No,
yeah, but it's at least less. Yeah.
All right, listen.
I'm tired of talking to you guys anyway.
Well, why don't we spray it outside? If it gets sprayed in here, it's going to mess you up. So why don't I step outside and put some on? All right.
Yeah.
Greg's leaving the building. Do you understand what I'm saying? This wood's just going to absorb it.
Yeah.
And then the consumer's is over.
Well, listen, or this, guys. Listen.
He just wants to leave.
Yeah.
He's calling it. Go ahead.
We also don't have to spray it. Listen, here's what you can do, Tim. Do this.
Yeah.
This is not, this spray right here, this is, it will not come out. As you can see, this one's much larger.
Sure.
So just do like a little tss with this one on your wrist.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh boy.
Bad shot. There you go, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. Now, to be clear, that is the cologne. That is the cologne. Look for the little dot. Hit the wrist.
Hit the wrist.
Hit the wrist once. Just do a one little and that's it. You might have to prime it for a second, so don't panic. There you go. Done. You're done. You're done. Shut it down.
Most of that went to Eric's head.
That's fine. Doesn't matter. Honestly. Eric will love it too.
I can't wait to see that shot.
Now, let that settle.
Let it settle? I mean, can I do another pump or no?
Fine. Go ahead.
No, if you don't want me to, I won't.
No, go ahead. I'm just worried about him.
I missed.
I don't want him to pass away because of his gin allergy.
Man, Eric's going to smell real good. Eric, yeah. are you a cologne guy?
No.
You are now.
No, not really. Yeah.
You are now, buddy.
Nobody, man. Once I swear.
Man, I don't know. It smells.
Not having it, huh, man?
It smells more. It's perfumey. It's.
Oh, you think it's a little feminine?
I'm not getting those bass notes that he was talking about. It's certainly not a bad smell by any means. I mean, it's a great smell. But I don't think this is what I would want to smell like.
All right, man. Well, listen, that's the beauty of it. You know, it's all subjective. Oh man, that is amazing.
You love it. It excites, like it. You're passionate. Just smelling it gets you wound
up. It's insane. And I know I'm onto something because I mean the amount of people that I will say something to me at a grocery store. Anyway, like just out in public, we'll just stop and be like,
strangers
what is
at a grocery store.
100%. Ask you next time you see Heather, ask her. People will just, they just like, what are you wearing? They will just say, what are you wearing?
How often is this happening?
I don't know. I mean, I don't also wear it every day, man, because it's just, I can't afford it.
Sure.
It's just too expensive.
I mean, it's it smells good. It is a little more settle. Perfumey than I think I
would. So try that. I would smell it. You like the way it smells?
I don't think it smells bad, but I don't think I would want to smell like this.
No.
I would want the bass notes you were talking about. I feel like I'm missing the bass.
That also sounded like those guys where it's like you have to understand it to like appreciate it. It's
sure.
Like, those are those guys that do like alternative comedy with no punchlines and like, well, you just don't get it.
Yeah, you just don't get it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you smell that?
It's just, I think, you know.
You like the smell?
People think of me, they think of
now,
masculine.
Now, I want you to compare it to this.
Okay.
I'm handing Tim a stick of double mint gum. Okay.
Now that's
yeah, what that does it
now
for?
Considerably cheaper.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So I can just rub this
that's
all over
one
me.
Stick.
Yeah.
That's one stick.
Yeah. Just, I gotta be honest, I'm mixing the smells right now and it's wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Just chew it and then put it on your neck.
Yeah.
You know, that's all you gotta do, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of the smell in here for sure. Are you? Can you smell it? You must be able to.
When I walked in, I could smell it. Yeah. I kind of appreciate it. Now that I know about the juniper, I'm terrified that I'm going to go to the ER.
So interesting. Yeah. It does smell good, but I don't smell this and think that's how I want to smell.
Now again, it could be a batch that is, you know, wouldn't line up with you, man. That's the thing. If we're doing this right, I could bring another batch in.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like this is the sweet batch.
It's kind of genius.
You know? So
that's what I'm saying.
I just paid $500 for this stuff. I don't really like it. We just got the wrong batch.
Yeah.
If you give us another $500, there's a chance. Nope. Matter of fact, still not the right batch. Another $500, we're gonna get that batch right.
It's like us at a comedy show. Like, oh, I didn't care for it. You gotta see me next week.
Yeah, see me next week.
Buy tickets, see me next week.
I'm wearing the red shirt.
Yeah, it's a different batch I gave you. Different batch of jokes.
Yeah.
Interesting. Eric, what do you think? He accidentally took some friendly fire.
Oh, he got sprayed?
Most of it went on his head. It missed my wrist completely. How do you feel about it?
It's all right. I don't know. I'm not going to see my wife for a couple days, so luckily it'll probably still smell like that on the back of my leg. So we'll see what she says.
Did Eric just imply he's out smelling good, so he's going to take a little break from his wife for a few days?
I don't know what that was, man. Yeah, a lot of information there.
It was good.
You know what really sucks? This batch is not the greatest.
Oh, come on, man.
Of course, man.
We're not going to go nut because then the room, then we will all get sick.
You just smelled it and you're saying, hey.
I flew blind on this batch code right here.
What were you thinking? Why
this
didn't you talk to your buddies?
K-01.
So if you looked up and talked to your buddies right
this
now.
This is ridiculous, man.
This is how it works.
It's
a 2018.
Guys, it's a bad batch.
Do you know what the equivalent of this is? If we did Jif peanut butter, we all tried it and we were like, nah. And Greg was like, this is a bad batch.
No, man.
Because this is how you feel.
Jif,
you're as passionate.
Pretty much same.
Jif all the that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but this is what this feels like.
These lifesavers, this orange lifesaver, it's going to be similar to the orange lifesaver.
That's correct.
That you had 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't find them anymore.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. They don't exist.
Man, that's a real bummer. That really is.
It's a bad batch?
It's not a bad. It's a smoky. It's a very smoky batch.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that is a very.
I smelled the fruit. I thought
that's what I'm saying.
No, yeah, I thought it was fruity. But the problem is now this room, I mean, it'll get toxic if you start. We're in too small of a.
Well, here space, you go, man. So. Take that, which is smokier and not fruitier, and mix it with this orange lifesaver.
Just lick it and give it a little.
And you're gonna, and it's gonna up the
counter.
Fruit.
Yeah.
I like
yeah.
it. Yeah. Yeah. So
if you get a pineapple lifesaver, it'll really do the trick. So you think if we looked up this batch right now, it would say, it's not that great.
No, I just think it would say, it's very smoky. People like that.
Some people like smoking. It seemed fruity to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I know. If you were to smell this other one, you'd be like, now that is fruit. You would question if they're the same.
I cannot believe that we're doing your cologne on this podcast finally.
I know.
You had your chance. You shot your shot, and you didn't research the batch.
What do you mean? Well, it's not that I didn't research. It's like I didn't know which one. I just gave you like one of the cards. I just pulled the card.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, I didn't necessarily, you're right. I guess I didn't research this batch, but I would pretty sure I could research it. And this will say this is very smoke based. So where the one your kid has is very
smell
fruit.
That smoke.
That's like
bandanas.
Bandanas.
Mm. Barbecue joint here in St. Louis.
Oh, yeah.
Smell
very masculine.
Smoke. Yeah. Yeah. Sean, from what I understand, there's a lot of counterfeit knockoff stuff that goes on with this particular.
It's product. A real problem, man. It's a real problem. The counterfeit game's big out there.
And how can you identify some of these counterfeits? I did a little research on this.
I mean, you would have to have you'd have to look online at the real bottle. The main thing is you pull this. And then you pull
the cap off.
And you pull the cap off and you look
sprayer.
At this.
He's looking at the actual, you pull the sprayer top off the sprayer and then the actual plastic part, you know what that's supposed to look like.
Yeah, that would have a distinctive look with a true Creed.
Here's some signs they say.
Go ahead.
The box comes in a plastic wrapping or with a sleeve that's not Aventus.
Yep, great call.
The bottle features straight grooves around the outside. That's not Aventus. The atomizer, that's the sprayer, has a metal outer ring underneath the cap. That's not Aventus. Mm. The bottle cap won't snap on. Here's another one. If they spell it with an E instead of A, like Eventus, like Aventus, a big Aventus.
Yeah.
That's probably not the real thing.
Yeah. Or an A in Creed, C-R-E-A-D.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If there is a picture of Apollo Creed on the bottle, that's probably not the real thing. Although I'd kind of like to try that.
Might smell good.
Probably smell better than this one. Yeah.
Yeah. Smokier.
Or the band Creed.
If
you have the band Creed, have they got, is there any cross promotion?
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
I wish there was, man.
There's not?
No.
It seems like a missed opportunity.
Yeah. Well, and on whose side though? Maybe they're missing out here. Maybe the cologne guys are dropping the ball.
Where do you come down on the band Creed?
I'm down with them.
You are?
Yeah. I mean, I like they had that album that just had like five hits. Oh, well, maybe not one. They had, I mean, there was like a 4-year window, I swear, they had like 10 hits on the radio.
Yeah.
And
it was rough for a lot of us.
Was it?
You didn't care for it?
No, didn't care for it.
But you see, I'm also not a lyric guy.
He doesn't care for
Creed,
country music, unless it's
Brooks and Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn. Yeah.
And then I think sort of he doesn't like the Eagles, right?
I dislike the Eagles.
Dislikes the Eagles. Not even like a Stevie Nicks fan, are you?
No, I am. I like Stevie Nicks. I'm whatever. Yeah. It's fine.
What
I
about think Randy's Stevie Nicks project?
Huge fan of Steve Nicks.
Yeah.
You know, Greg? Well,
Stand Back, I think Randy's group is called. Seriously.
Is it really Stand Back?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think so.
That's good.
You know Greg's favorite artist of all time?
Eric Carmen?
Chris Christopherson?
Chris
Christopherson?
Christopher Cross. It's Christopher.
Wait, Cross. Either Christopher Cross or Chris Christopherson.
Not Chris Christopherson, who I don't have a problem with.
He's great,
but
it's the one that you're naming.
I do like Christopher Cross.
Yeah, Christopher Cross, Sailing,
coming to town.
That song, Sailing.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Are you
that one album?
Run like the wind.
That's when he really. Yeah.
When you get caught between the moon and New York. He's coming to town with Toto and Men at Work.
Woo! Are you kidding me?
What a lineup!
I'll go. Your brother will go to that with me.
Yeah, I'd love to go to that.
Yeah,
Men at Work is.
Oh, I'm going to see Simple Minds in 5 days, and I can't wait.
Are you going? There you go.
Maybe a week.
Don't forget about me.
Adam Hurley over there at GQ, he's, I guess, their scent guy. he gave Aventis no respect. He said the number one overall cologne right now is Lolabo Te Matcha. Whoa. You heard of this?
Haven't smelled it, but I have heard of it. Yeah.
He said the best classic is Polo.
Mm.
And,
yeah.
the best niche is Arquiste Misfit.
Dude, he's mentally ill. Polo will, first of all, I mean, you will clear out a room if you wear Polo. That stuff is, I mean, it's spicy and
spicy.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Vogue.
Sure. Let's go to Vogue, Madonna style.
Tim, could you Vogue for us?
Yeah.
Very good, man.
Striking a pose.
He's striking a pose like Madonna. Chanel Bleu. It's Chanel's Bleu de Chanel.
Correct.
Bleu of Chanel. He said that's the best overall. He said the best crisp cologne was Creed Aventus.
Oh, nice.
Vogue gave you guys some respect.
Vogue gave you some respect.
Yeah,
Vogue's into it.
Adam Hurley over at GQ. You don't care for him because he says Polo is the best classic.
Oh, he says Polo is the best classic. Yeah, man. It's just, yeah, good luck, man. I mean, you do a half a spray of that. That's what got me into the game. Eighth grade, I was trying to impress Becky Deppin, and I'm like, man, how do I up it? I mean, I got the what was the purple hairspray called with the moose kangaroo on it? It was big in that. Aussie?
Know. Aussie.
That sounds right.
Aussie, yeah. I had my hair spiked.
Aussie. Anybody?
Oh, wait, that's the
Crocodile
Man that show thing.
Aussie. Oi. That's what they do.
Yeah. I liked it. Sorry, go ahead.
I didn't know.
I was hoping somebody would.
I just didn't get it.
I said it.
Eric looks like a rugby player. He could have come in on it. Did you know where I was going with that, Eric?
I do, only because my sister married an Australian. But I was just going to let you have that one.
All right.
How's the champ doing in Australia? Have you heard anything about it? We get any hits down there?
I have no idea. I don't know. You have to check with Nate. He's not here today. He's on tour with Randy, I guess.
Yeah. He's opening for Randy's band.
Taking care of some things.
They're with the Pecan Sisters this weekend. Is that right? Is that who they're touring with? Or the Allman Brothers?
Oh, man. Oh. Tell you. Randy might get kicked out of his own house.
I tell you this, man.
Yeah.
Somebody's got themselves an invitation to come back. That away, buddy. And your brother's Australian? Brother-in-law?
My brother-in-law, yeah.
And where does he live?
They live a little bit south of Sydney. Great.
So are they going to fly into St. Louis for the Men at Work deal?
Yeah, they all go, right?
They are going to go.
Most people, they don't miss it.
Yeah.
You know, it was from Australia, one of my favorite bands of all time, In Excess.
In Excess, that's right.
Love it.
Yeah.
Strong. Very sad. Michael Hutchins.
Very
Anyways, where were we?
A lot of Australian bands, right?
Well, sure.
Well.
You got, what are they called? The kids? Frog Stomp. What are they called?
Oh, Silverchair.
Silverchair.
Yeah.
Little River Band? Are they from Australia?
Ooh. Maybe?
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah. Olivia Newton-John?
Olivia Newton-John is Australian for sure.
Yeah.
Always has been.
Yeah.
Is Kylie Minogue Australian?
I think so.
I think she might be.
Yeah.
Because she actually dated Michael Hutchins. And I think she's from Sweden or
Minogue
Finland or something. Yeah.
Kylie Minogue?
I could be wrong. For some reason, I know she dated Michael Hutchins, and I just weird because we were just talking about that. So.
Well, that would make sense then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. I just feel like I don't know. I could be wrong. I'm on drugs.
Guys. Yeah, she's Australian.
All right, see, I'm on drugs.
Guys, did you know this is crazy?
Hmm.
Paul Hogan?
Yeah.
Crocodile Dundee?
Yeah.
Paul? He's Australian.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, no, he is.
It's a great performance too. It makes a lot of sense.
Sean, he is. Don't look it up.
Yeah, well, we got to fact check this.
Yeah,
man.
I'm telling you, he is.
That's not sure.
But Men at Work, I think, aren't right. I think they're just English. No, they are Australian.
No, they're from a land down under.
No, but I thought he was.
That
talking
was one
about...
of those songs. That was one of those songs. Come from a land down under.
Yeah,
like they're not. It's like Born in the USA. They're making fun of that. Sort of sentiment.
Yeah.
Like Born in the USA is not a pro-American song.
Right.
Come from a land down
it's
under.
It's tongue-in-cheek.
You know where I learned that?
That song or
the fact that it's not like...
You listen to it?
No, I never get it. I thought Born in the USA was all about the USA.
He's talking a lot of smack.
I either learned it from Alan Hunter, who does...
Oh, MTV guy?
Yeah, now a serious 80s on the 8 and St. Louis resident. Or Kurt Loder might have said something about that at some point.
Loder.
Where's Loder, man? He just he's
like
the wind.
He's like 80.
Yeah, I guess he is.
Yeah, he was up there. All right, can we get back to you trying to romance this girl, please?
Oh, we were talking about
Becky.
Becky. Yeah.
Becky.
Becky, queen of carpets.
I gotta step it up. I got the frosted tips in the hair.
Yeah.
Aussie got my spray. Little Northeastern vest. We had this little vest we had to wear. It's real bad. And so I was like, how do I go one? I mean, I'm giving her all this. Right. There's no one that I can do here. And I just said, and my dad had it. I was like, bullseye.
Did you ask him?
No.
You stole some.
I just stole it.
Your dad was wearing polo.
Yeah, I mean, that bottle lasted him about 20 years.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think my mom made him
green
wear
bottle with a gold cap.
You better believe it, buddy. Yeah. That's it. And, man, I mean, people, I lost the room that day big time. People were like, oh, what the heck? I remember getting the bus, and they're like, ah, man.
Yeah.
What are you doing, man?
Like, I
this is just the,
live
you know.
That. I live that every week.
And Becky, you know, she I approached her and it she's like, I don't like the way you smell. And I'm like, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm fixing this. So I went home, I washed off all the polo, and I went on a hunt, and then I turned the page and we got a Polo Sport. That's a good starter kit. You got a 14 to 16 year old male, 14, yeah, Polo Sport. Start cheap. You can get it at Walgreens, $20, no tip required.
And you're saying, and then Becky came around?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Wow.
Polo Sport, man.
And?
Yeah, what happened?
We did what, I don't know. We hung out for like eighth graders, you know, and went to a movie and all that stuff. And
it's kind of glowing.
You went separate ways.
Yeah, we had a separate ways, man.
Anything?
I think she left me, actually, for another guy.
Yeah. Oh, what was he wearing?
Hugo Boss.
No kidding.
And that's so then I went to Hugo. And that was, Hugo Boss was like, that was in my prime, man. That was like high school years. But that's what we did, man. Well, everyone in my class, all the guys, girl, everyone had their scents on. I talked to the Missouri. They're like, what?
Nobody with any personality.
See, they were.
It's their identity.
It is an identity. You guys can fight me on it all day, but.
I have two more. I have two questions.
Two more questions. Hang in there, and then we'll.
Sean.
Yeah.
We talked about the knockoff colognes, how popular that is, the people ripping off.
Yeah, they're out there.
Let me ask you this, though. What difference does it make,
Are
right?
Are you chewing gum?
Yeah, you gave me gum earlier.
I thought you said we're not supposed to do this.
You did say that, Tim.
I'm comfortable with it now, and it's countering some of the smells in this room.
Yeah.
Do you want me to take it out? I will.
No, it's good. I like it.
All right, keep chewing.
I just, now that I can then now, right?
It's okay with me. I think I'm pretty good at, it doesn't matter. All right, listen. Yeah. The knockoff,
you're a professional.
The knockoff, ripoff colognes. What difference does it make, right? If they nail the scent, because you always see in the men's bathrooms, they'll have the, oh, it's this one that reminds you of this one. And I get it's not the real thing, but like if it smells enough like it, what? Who cares?
I mean, dude, it's the same thing. It's like, it's Greg's bit. It's great value peanut butter versus Jif. They're both taste pretty similar.
They don't, though. That's a horrible example.
That is not. That's the exact example because dude. You... No. Listen. You're not listening. They don't smell alike at all. That's what I'm saying, too. Like, they are not even close. That's all they're doing. They're just doing... You're like, Jif, well, we got great value. It's even better.
Okay.
So to the dumb person who barely eats it...
Yeah. It's not your identity.
Not your, so
you spent your life
identity.
Focusing on, right. You know, personality and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you should be wearing at least...
Yeah.
So anyway, so if I were to
A-B those, you're saying it's not even close.
I would be stunned in disbelief if you would be like, that knockoff for a dollar smells pretty good.
What do you think?
Hey, man, just so you know.
You don't have an identity.
These knock, you're talking about two different things. Like, you're talking about the ones that, like, they say, you know, we're a different brand, but we're just as good. These ones I'm talking about, they're saying they're Aventus. There's people out there saying they are Aventus.
Right.
And they're misrepresenting themselves.
I get that.
Yes. And I don't like that either.
Yeah, stay off Temu.
Sure.
A bottle of Aventus for $16.
Well, then let me ask you this. We talked about it being on Costco. Why is Costco, if it's so such an aspirational whatever, why is Costco carrying
Well,
this?
Understand. Now, let's see. This is where you got to get details matter. Okay?
Listen.
First of all, you're not talking about the 3.3 ounce. To my knowledge, it was the half size. It was the 1.7 ounce. So
who cares what the volume is?
Because then the price would change. You're only getting half the size. So what do you mean?
I'm saying the fact that they carry the product at a price club, to me, makes it less appealing.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, not at all, man. No, Costco, you can buy gold. I mean, like, doesn't, yeah. I don't think that means, like, I mean, look, I don't know. I know people that have bought.
When he says gold, he means gold bond, the powder.
But oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you can buy, you buy a lot of it.
You get 12 at a time.
Yeah.
Which, you know, yeah, it's good for your feet. Yeah, I don't think Costco said that means nothing. Like, you can get.
No big deal.
No, no.
It doesn't hurt the brand.
Now, you know, you start buying it at Walgreens. That's where. Ooh.
Is there a. What's the most, let's say, aspirational brand that you're into?
Me?
Yeah. Like, Jif. Like the.
He wears it.
Is there something where you're like, Jif. Yeah, I know it's a bit of a, you pay a premium.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Pringles.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, those are things that.
You have fancy luggage, have them, right? So you can,
Briggs and Riley?
Yeah, that's a nice.
It's a nice, but that is not aspirational. That's not, I'm not doing it to look cool. It's practical. It's practical because it's a lifetime guarantee. And we're going to do that brand on here. Very soon.
Oh,
thanks for reminding
me. Yeah, of course. Yeah. No
Briggs
problem.
And Riley. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Good stuff. Is there any kind of luxury thing you're into? An aspirational brand?
Are you guys around me around the time? Let's think.
I don't know.
I mean, he's not going to cut corners on his car. You know, he's going to spend some money on a car. Like, he's not just getting something practical.
Right, but he doesn't drive a
no, he doesn't have like a Mercedes, but he's right. Also, he's not, he's certainly not buying like a 2016 yeah. Altima.
Right. Is that a shot at me?
Oh, it's not though, dude. I swear.
How?
But Tim, you do drive an Altima.
Damn. Dare you?
I'm sorry, buddy. Hey, man, I still got a 2012 Toyota Camry, which has got another dent in it because we had a hailstorm last week.
Oh, boy. I'm sorry.
Did we talk tornadoes last week? I forgot if we did.
No.
People were asking. Yeah, we got, I don't think we talked about it. But my car got hit and the roof just missed the rear window.
But the thing is, it's already been basically totaled out.
It is. It is. So I'm just going to ride that thing into the ground.
Mm.
Good but yeah, on the Greg stuff, I mean, yeah, I mean, I think it's car. I mean, yeah, he's not really in the scent game. Now, what about you, Tim?
For fancy stuff?
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about it because you guys are just going to hit me with the country club stuff.
I wasn't going to say anything. I was in.
It occurred to me. Why? You going to belong to a country club?
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't. I appreciate you asking because I want to be clear about that. I don't.
What's he talking about?
I don't know. I mean, he's just getting
sensitive. No, honestly, I get into, you know, the Mont Blanc, those pens.
Yeah.
I like them. I'm into that stuff. And those are that's
White Mountain is the translation, I believe.
Oh yeah, that makes sense.
Now wait a minute, hold on. What is this called? What do you do?
Mont Blanc. It's a their main thing is they make pens, but they make some other stuff too. I'd be surprised if they didn't.
You ever
have
heard of a Mont Blanc pen?
A scent.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, dude, I don't read.
How do you? Wow. You don't have time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a pen.
Your identity's all wrapped up in this cologne.
I got this Eureka Police Chief. You know, you guys give it to Greg, man. He gets pulled over.
Well, that's not.
That's a great pen, though.
But that's interesting. But see, I get that. That's a thing that you're just like, you're into. Like, just thinking about it right now, I'd really have no interest in that. Like, it wouldn't even occur to me. But like the same way, you probably would be like, yeah, please don't get me.
Yeah, you're in Facebook groups talking about batches of cologne.
Correct.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, for your money, if you could spend $300 on this or $300 on the pen, which one would you do?
You think they sell a pen for $300?
$1,000? Am I light or heavy? I have no idea. I've never heard of this thing.
No, they're up there.
Yeah.
Oh, so wait, hold on. No. So you're saying the pen is more than 300?
They certainly make them for more than 300. I think you can get. Okay. I think you can get one
entry level three, probably. 300.
Yeah, maybe 400.
Okay, up to.
No, what you name your
what
price.
Is it like? Wrap made in like gold or something?
They're like, you know, they're handmade. They're all sorts of limited editions. Collectors get into them, stuff like that.
You guys got
we
a
could
group?
Do we could do Mont Blanc.
You got a group, man? You got a pen group?
I'm sure that there are. I'm not a part of it. I'm a casual Mont Blanc guy. I had one of their wallets for a while.
Oh yeah.
What else do I have? Yeah, they make
Velcro.
It's cool stuff. Yeah. Nylon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
I have the Mel Blanc wallet.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Pictures of Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, you go. Yeah, you open it up and you don't have any money. It's like that's all, folks.
Yeah,
that's
the, exactly.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Bidip.
Mel Blanc.
Stretch, man. That was
no,
stretch.
It was strong. It was,
I don't know if it was strong.
We carried it home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like this place. How are you feeling? Because the scent is in the air.
Yep. Oh, I'm since you told me it's okay, I got some gum. So really all I'm really focusing living right now is mint.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, man. This is just so on par for me. Like, it's just so on par for me with the show. Like, it's just, of course, the stars winning the line. No, I'm not. I'm mad at myself.
Bad batch.
That I'm like, I don't want to use the word bad. It's just, it's a different one.
Smoke
and this here. Is, yeah, I swear I just picked the wrong. I got two of these different samples, and I swear if I went the opposite way, it would have been much better. But
I'm happy.
No, I'm like not down with this at all. Like, I would know to stay away from the 18K01.
How much money really worth sticks. Of cologne is in this room right now?
Oh, God. Let's see.
Ballpark.
All this.
What is that?
These are like my little travel.
Pouch?
Travel.
Yeah, it's like he's about to play marbles.
Yeah. What is
it's
that?
It's a very ugly pouch, but probably about $6,000.
Get out.
There's $6,000 worth of cologne
of retail?
In this room right now?
Of retail?
Just sell it and get a suit, dummy.
Yeah.
You don't have a suit. I got nothing to wear. You just said you got to rent a suit for $180 because you couldn't afford a $350 suit.
No.
And you're sitting on $6,000 worth of cologne?
You're going to wear some garbage suit. No one's getting close enough to smell you anyway.
Yeah. You're wearing somebody else's suit that some guy wore it. Last week.
The suit's over, man. I got them. I chopped them. I chopped them up.
Did you buy or rent?
Rented. It's like out the door, like $80.
He's got $6,000 worth of cologne.
$6,000 worth of cologne.
Dude, I don't care. I killed it on the suit.
He's driving around with a giant dent in his car for the last 2 years. They totaled out his car, but he's got $6,000 worth of cologne.
Let me ask
Maybe four.
Let me ask you a question. Say. All the cologne that's in here right now, $6,000 worth. How long would it take you to get through it? If you didn't buy or trade or whatever, this is your supply. It's got to last as long as it can. Just your regular usage. How long is that lasting?
2 years.
Oh,
I think you're a little heavy on the gum. Tim and I went with half a stick.
What do you mean?
I think it's going to affect your speech.
You're broadcasting.
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all. You can't even, no, I'm safe. I'm fine.
I'm safe.
$6,000.
I mean, guys,
$6,000.
I don't know. It could be.
And he whines about money all the time.
It could be three. It just depends. It depends if I do one of the raffles. It depends if there's
No. There's no raffles. Yeah. No. Talking about a waffle?
Yeah. Talking about the waffle.
That's there's no raffles. Are you trying to get us in trouble?
How dare you say that word?
You get kicked off Facebook. Wait,
come on,
raffle.
Man. We kicked off the internet for saying raffle.
Yeah.
Waffle.
A couple hundred doll hairs.
Yeah,
$6,000 between that and the
is this $6,000 hairs or is this $6,000?
Probably the last, yeah, dollar hairs. So
he's got $6,000 worth of cologne.
Man,
does Heather know that it's $6,000?
No, but she will after this. So yeah. There goes that. There goes that. Which I'm gonna have to explain
this, man. You cannot whine about money for a while. Just because all Tim and I are gonna say, well, just sell some cologne.
Yeah,
we're fine. Guys, I can't get a suit. I can't get a suit. I have to decide between a $180 rented suit or a $400 suit. I can't. But what if you just sold, one-tenth of your cologne collection?
I am just shocked. I am shocked at just how confident he is in what he says. This idiot doesn't listen. His stupid Greg Warren brain just doesn't shut up and doesn't listen. Tim, let me ask you.
Last week,
let's go back, everybody. Attention.
Okay.
What did I say last week? Why was I considering renting a suit? Who's got the answer? Because it's on film.
Because you
fluctuation.
Oh, yeah.
And?
You don't wear it very often.
There you go. You don't wear it very often.
Man, I'm
so
telling you.
So I don't care. Like, it has nothing about the $300-$400. And, by the way, I got an Armani suit for $78. Originally, $250.
Yeah.
I win.
It's an Armani suit that some guy wore yesterday.
What are you talking about? Men's warehouse.
Some kid wore it to his prom.
Did you take any pictures?
Trust me, no kid is too weighty.
Did you take any pictures of you trying this thing on? I'd like to see it.
I mean, I didn't take pictures. Like, they size you up. They do the measure.
Oh, you haven't even tried it, you know.
They ship it.
They ship it.
I got to go pick it up.
That's cool.
So I'm just saying, I think that... I have no expectation of wearing a suit for a while. And if I lose a bunch of weight.
Just a question. The Armani suit that you bought.
I didn't buy it.
Rented.
Rented, I'm sorry. Was it spelled A-R-M-A-N-I? Or was it R-dash and some guy named Monty?
It was. It was R-dash Monty. Armani. Oh, man, is that why it was like $88.
Yeah. I'm just asking. It's like you fell for the stuff that these people are falling through with Apollo Creed.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You'll smell so good at this thing. No one's going to.
Guy's got a little Sharpie on it. Oh man.
He'll smell good. Looks homeless, but he smells good.
All right. We're going to shut this
down. You want to do some comments?
I'd love to do some comments. Sure.
Everybody's choking.
Have we said everything that you need to say on this cologne?
Yeah, if anything, I think they're getting fatigued with the cologne.
We're enjoying it.
I think people are probably curious.
Yeah, I think people are curious.
I hope they're curious. I really hope they are. And if they ever have any, if they're ever like, listen, you know, I'm going to get my husband this or whatever, you know, shoot me a message. I'll try and point in the right direction.
I'll tell you what direction I won't point you is this
18K01. Very, very, very
smoky. Good.
He'll cut you a real deal on that one. Oh, he just put some on.
There you go. Stuff. I can't take it, man. See, this is the real deal. This is what it's supposed to smell like.
He just put some on. Grace, this is pass out.
He's not. It's not. This is a cologne. That's not mixed with the juniper. The juniper is the Aventus, is the perfume.
Are you sure?
Guys, can we just talk comments, people?
Let's just talk comments.
Let's go in on this a little bit more.
Here we go.
Thank you,
Tim. A lot of
Smoky Mountain Rain, by the way. My favorite country song.
I don't know that.
Smoky Mountain Rain.
Is that Brooks and Dunn?
Ronnie Sexton. Can you get that for me? Smoky Mountain Rain, Ronnie.
Listen, if it's not Brooks and Dunn.
He's blind.
I don't care.
His name is Ronnie. He had a lot of country hits.
Oh, the guy from Roadhouse?
No, that was Jeff Healy.
Yeah, Jeff Healy Band.
Yeah, Smoky Mountain Rain, Ronnie Millsap.
Sure.
Ronnie Millsap. Yeah. Ronnie Millsap was a
legend.
Yeah, Ronnie Millsap. He was a legend.
I think I realized he was blind.
Smoky Mountain Rain. Yeah, Ronnie's blind.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Ronnie's still with us?
I remember one time we had this great river raft race. I think he passed away recently.
Okay.
The great river raft race on the Merrimack River. And at the end, this was like in our family in the Radkeys, we built a raft. And we went down in the great river raft race. And there's all kinds of people in there, you know, partying and drinking on these other rafts.
Yeah.
We were like family raft. And you know, our parents were having a good time. But I remember Mrs. Radke, Barb Radke, she said, Ronnie Millsap's not going to know what to think when he sees this group of hooligans coming down the river. Like he's not going to see us. Ronnie's blind. Smoky Mountain Rain. Do yourself a favor. Listen to that song.
I'm looking up his hits. Nothing's really ringing a bell. It was almost like a song. Stranger in My House. Any Day Now. Pure Love.
Any Day Now.
No Getting Over Me.
Yeah, No Getting Over Me. You definitely know that one.
Give me a couple bars.
And there's no getting over me.
Not buying it. Stand By My Woman Man. Oh, man.
Ahead of its time.
All right, let's get to these comments. A lot of these are from the Consumers Podcast Facebook page. Feel free to join. Lucas Callie said, Sean O'Brien needs to get something like this for Greg when he goes on the road without him. And it is a necklace. And inside that little necklace, you put like a little sponge and you spray the cologne on that little sponge and then put in the necklace to keep with you. And Lucas is suggesting that when Sean can't be with you on the road, you wear that around your neck to remember him by.
Okay.
I mean, I like it. I don't think he'll subscribe to it, though.
No.
He didn't even know this was going to be the topic today. That's great.
It's amazing.
Aaron Edwards shared this. Now, this was after the Orville Redenbacher thing. Aaron Edwards shared this in the Facebook group. Sean, as your resident Parisian podcast listener from Paris, Texas, of course, I can confirm that we do pull some stunts. We have our own Eiffel Tower, of course, complete with its own red cowboy hat. And last year, we even did the Paris Games while the Olympics were being held in France. But we do not, and I cannot stress this enough, we do not wear Creed cologne. However,
noted.
We have been known to be 6 feet from the edge, thinking 6 feet ain't so far down.
There it is.
Nice.
Yeah. It was meant to be.
Pretty strong. Ryan Forsman said this in the Facebook page. He said, Tim Convey, I believe it's been mentioned before, but we really need a Will It GIF segment each week with the featured product. So basically, we would take whatever product we were doing, dip it in GIF, and see if it was good. We're not going to do that today. But Ryan shared, I'm betting those nuggets would have tasted
better. Scent of.
Oh, you prefer the GIF scent. It's thick in here, right? This cologne smell?
I mean, I think all of us are basically affected for life. I can't smell anything. I may not be able to smell anything again.
Will Emma notice when I get home?
Yeah.
I'm going to say she will.
She will. Yeah. I'm just bummed out, man. I just got a bad shoe.
It's not bad.
She'll notice. She'll be like, what, were you at a barbecue? Smoking?
Were you with Sean?
It does stink. I mean, in hindsight, that was the winner right there. But well, what are you going to do?
Now we know.
Yeah, it smells like Marlboro in here.
Andrea Gadow commented, this is also on the Orville episode. If you guys remember.
Redenbacher, Wright.
What did I say?
Orville.
Oh, Orville, yeah. Redenbacher. If you remember, we very poorly recounted the Jack and the Beanstalk story. We had a hard time remembering.
Yeah,
exactly,
man,
we didn't get
that right. We had a couple of the beats.
Yeah, we didn't get anything wrong. We just missed some things. The story's a little convoluted, if you ask me, for a fairy tale. Andrea said, three things. Jack was supposed to sell the family cow.
That's four.
Three things, she said. Jack was supposed to sell the family cow for money and instead traded it for magic beans.
Okay.
Next, try celery salt on popcorn instead of table salt. Much better flavor.
Ooh.
Okay.
And that's it.
Ah! Man, that's a show, Brian.
That is.
Love it.
I like it. I like it a lot.
In another comment, she shared this. Has anyone experienced this after listening to The Champ, which is, of course, Greg Warren's special? After listening to The Champ several times with the fishing joke, I am being overwhelmed with fishing videos on my Facebook reels. Drunk guys fishing, bored girlfriends with their fishing guy, kids hooking their dad, cartoon fishing tutorials, a guy reeling in a large water snake. I don't fish or search for these videos.
I'm gonna ask you to just watch a few of those. I think it's good for the algorithm.
Oh, it helps you out.
You wouldn't mind just watching a few of those. And and I'll tell you what, if it wouldn't hurt you too bad, just buy some fishing equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Buy a couple of rods, a couple of reels, some bait.
Post it.
Bass Pro Shop.
Tag it. Yeah. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And Ryan Forsman, this time on YouTube, commented. He said, we talked about Wrigley's in this last episode. He said, we drive by a Wrigley's plant on our way to Atlanta, and you can definitely smell it. Sometimes it smells minty, but the best is when they're running juicy fruit.
Yeah.
Unless I could see that.
Unless it's a bad batch, then.
And then.
Smoky fruit.
Yeah.
Smoky.
Yeah.
Juicy fruit.
Juicy smoke. I think
juicy smoke.
Yeah.
That messed up the joke, but you get the gist of it, right?
Yeah.
You know what I was trying to do there?
Yes. Brilliant. Bob Culver, 6786, said, just me over here yelling, tandem. It's tandem. Every time they say bicycle built for two, we could not come up with that word. We were talking about the Doublemint twins, and we kept saying a two-seater bike. We couldn't come up with tandem. Remember that?
I prefer bicycle built for two.
Nah, tandem was the
word. Tandem, come on.
Culver gets it. D. Moritz 11 said, Greg's uncle, this is great. Greg's uncle was in the Secret Service, but rather than telling more Secret Service stories, he raves about running the ping pong table in his uncle's basement. This is the kind of insider info the coterie appreciates. I guess he's the champ for a reason.
Yep, that one's in the running for a box of gum.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
No Secret Service stories. Tim Miles in Roanoke, Virginia says, I need a one guy on a dual bike t-shirt. Be a good consumer shirt.
Yeah, it would be.
Greg on a tandem.
Yeah, just me?
Mm-hmm.
Alone again?
Yep.
Playing pretty good. Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Yeah.
Pretty good. All right, we already did Jennifer Wiley sharing what a great guy Greg is, so we will jump into now, even though we've covered it, some comments about Sean and whether he should buy or rent a suit. Destiny Trevino 9744 said, Sean, check out Kohl's for a nice suit. They have sales all the time, and someone mentioned Goodwill, but truthfully, I've picked up at least 5 name brand suits for my son at Goodwill. Here in Montana, suits are $9.99 and suit jackets just $6.99. So I look for them every time I go.
In all fairness, these comments, I would guess, are mostly going to be sort of suggesting a place for Sean to get a deal, you know, on a suit. This was before we knew he was sitting on $6,000 worth of cologne, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not fair to these people because they're going to.
Is that like a lot of money to you guys?
$6,000?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, I'm
really confused.
We didn't think
because
you
if
had
that's
it.
A lot, then I'm seriously worried about you two. Because that's like nothing. Like Greg has that in his pocket right now. Do you understand? Greg is rich, which we've discovered.
You two are like six grand.
Whoa.
Well, just you cry poor.
You're doing that
so
little
often.
Condescending nonsense where it's like I got to be grateful to have $3,000. This is what rank does. This is what people with rank do. They're like, this is exactly what he does. It's like, shit, you should be grateful, man. You know how much money that is? It's like this guy dumps $6,000 on nonsense daily. Daily,
like what?
Oh, ads and who knows?
Business. My business.
I'm just saying six, but he's talking to me like I hit the lotto, and I'm like, so stop acting like, oh man, you guys know Sean's got $6,000 worth. That's nothing. Not retiring on it. Like, What are you talking about?
We're saying
I don't understand what you guys are saying. You keep harping at $6,000.
You want to take this? Or you want me to take it? You take it.
I'll take it.
You take it, because he's gonna come firing at you with a bunch of nonsense.
Go ahead.
To have $6,000 worth of cologne in your possession is luxurious. That's a lot of money to have worth of cologne. That's all. We're not like $6,000 you can go buy a house, but that is way more than I would have expected for the amount of cologne
to be in this
room.
There's times when you've talked about, like, I can't pay for this because things are really tight. I got to maybe thinking about doing this. I can't get a suit. These types of things. And we didn't know you were sitting on $6,000 worth of cologne.
I mean, it doesn't matter. You won't listen. You'll never get context. I mean, you just talk. I could explain it to you 100 times. Your little Greg Warren brain will just intercept it, go in, and throw it out. So it doesn't matter. I could tell you nothing. I could tell you anything.
Well,
let me try.
I'm going to try, because I did listen to everything you said.
Okay.
I still think even if you wear a suit once every 18 months, you should probably buy one over renting one.
No.
If you have that kind of money that you're sitting on.
No.
Or, you know, even if you fluctuate weight, you could spend probably $100 every 18 months on a tailor, and you'd be in better shape than renting a suit. Guys that's sitting on $6,000 worth of cologne, they own suits. Maybe just one. One would be. You got to have a suit at your age.
I don't care if you don't have a suit. If you rented an Armani one, I think that's great. I think you're going to look great. It's fantastic.
Again,
but it's not. It's
A-R,
not.
R-dash a picture
M-O-N-T-Y.
Of a guy named Monty.
Monty.
You open the thing and it's just
Monty.
That guy.
Monty.
Like just like John Hamm and Landman. Oh, man. That's a show. So I've
seen it.
Oh, Landman?
Mm.
With Billy Bob Thornton? Holy moly.
Outstanding. I call
outstanding.
It.
Have you watched it, Greg?
Oh, I watched it all. It's great.
Oh, my God.
Also
gosh,
got into the pit
great.
That you put me on. That's really
good. That's great. That's
the
great.
Pit and Land, man.
The pit is great.
Oh, Billy Bob
Thornton.
Land
Man is so good, man.
I'll check it out.
It's great. I see how I had in that one. Yeah, Billy Bob Thornton. I couldn't stop laughing. It's the funniest character I've ever seen on TV.
He's really great. Good. He's very, very good.
And he's such a talk about it. That's a true pro actor, man. Yeah. He just plays a lunatic on Land Man.
Yeah.
And he's just like this just real, hey, how you doing? I can't see him off, he was doing a Colbert thing.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I can't even picture the same guy in Landman.
Yeah, he's real
good of an actor.
Real
good actor.
Cardinals fan. Old Billy Bum.
Yeah.
Mr. Bill 2000 said, Sean, buy a basic black or blue suit at JCPenney's and get it altered. I got a good one done for less than $300. It'll last you till your own funeral at the rate that you'll wear it. Got kind of dark.
I mean, look, this
got kind of dark
are,
there at the end.
These are all good. I'm just saying, I honestly, if I'm going to buy a suit, I'm going to go like $2,000. No. Like what you spent in your suit that you had at the Funny Bone that night.
I did not spend $2,000 on that
you
suit.
Did.
No, I didn't.
You did because I Google lensed it.
You did not. Yeah. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You did
no,
not.
No, but it was a high. I'm saying that's the type of suit I would go for. And that was probably a 4-figure suit. Because I don't want to spend $1,000.
But I bought that years ago. I wore that.
I just want to do some quick math.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you spent $1,000 on that suit, you would still have $5,000 worth of cologne.
It's just, and this is why people get so mad at you, man, because you don't listen. You wonder why people just pound on you.
Let's take a look at the comments next.
Yeah,
week.
Let's take a look.
Who's getting mad at who?
First of all, no. I have to do this, guys. I have to because you keep pounding this and you don't let me defend myself. So, that would be like assuming 300 different guys bought a bottle at like whatever price. Like, I wouldn't just get that instantly. It's not like, oh, just go today and I flip it and I make $6,000. And also, that would be a high estimation. You know, it could be three, it could be 4,500.
Yeah, man.
So, but it's like, I could put that out there. That could take 6 months to a year to recoup $6,000.
We get all that.
So it's just like, I don't know why.
Because
the context matters, Tim. That matters.
Yeah, I know. The point is, no one else in our lives, you've not done anything wrong here. It is just interesting. Mm. It is interesting. That's all.
Yeah.
That you have $6,000 worth of cologne in this room right now. None of my other friends, regardless of their walks in life, have $6,000 worth of cologne.
How much cologne you sitting on?
Kind of personal.
Absolutely $0.
Tim?
None.
Brute? You guys got any Brute?
No.
That stuff literally lights on fire. It's pretty wild.
I think I have no cologne.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's just a Missouri. Missouri just doesn't. It's just, it's over.
Even if you sold all my deodorant, I think it's only about probably $25.
Yeah, that's high.
Yeah.
High end.
Deodorant's high.
I got a lot of sample sizes.
Oh, you do?
Deodorant's
it's not cost effective.
$13. No, I get the point of that is a lot to have. My point is, you guys act like tomorrow I'll just have a check for $6,000 in my bank account. That's why I'm angry. That's why, because you keep being like, you got $6,000 tomorrow. You get $6,000. It's like, no, and I can't. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I could over time, 2 years. So bottom line is I'm running a suit. And I'll take pictures and I look pretty. I might even wear the suit. Well, I can't wear it because
No, because it's not yours.
Yeah, I got to give it back. Well, I'm saying you could keep an extra day, but they charge you like $20.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
That's their business.
Like you're sitting on $6,000 worth of cologne. Who cares?
Yeah.
Comment time, Tim.
Suit stuff, so this thing's just going to keep on going. But there are some good ones. Dan Miller, 6452. Well, I know, Dan. He said, Greg, Tim, please take this man suit shopping. He doesn't know what he's looking for, and he couldn't find lifesavers. He's gonna haggle his way into the mall security office. Be pals, share your experience, take him to H&M, and do an episode about it. It'd be a good episode.
It would.
Two more. Mike McDonald, 3303, said, Sean, buy the suit. 390 days between wears is worth it.
There you go.
And finally, Bobby Johnson, 6410, careful, said, Sean, buy a salmon suit. Oh, I messed up. Sean,
come on, man.
I think the,
is that gum, buddy?
No, it's the cologne. I spit the gum out.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I slowed me down. Yeah. And the cologne, I think I'm getting a headache.
Smoke.
We'll take it again. Ready?
Yeah.
Bobby Johnson, 6410, said, Sean, buy a salmon suit. Which I think is good.
Yeah.
Because of the joke and the t-shirt. You guys get it.
Yeah, I would buy a salmon suit. The problem is I'm just too fat to wear something that sticks out. So then I just look like a jerk. I need, when you're this size, you're inconspicuous. Except for smelling good. You can stick out smelling good as a fat guy. But
listen,
not,
with your personality, people are going to notice you.
Well,
especially if you have a few drinks like you did at Tim's wedding.
Come on, I'm a fun guy.
Sean, you want to plug anything? So, I want to plug something
drunk
first.
Go ahead, Greg.
This
plug
is
away,
huge.
Buddy.
This is big. We mentioned it last episode. But Nate Bargatze, Nate Land, is going to produce some episodes, sort of 10-minute episodes of stand-up comedy. And they're going to appear on the Nate Land channel. And I'm very proud that Sean and Tim are going to be included in that.
Yeah.
Sean is going to be taping his episode Sunday, June 22nd. So we would really love to have members of the Coterie there in Nashville. It's at Zany's at the Lab. It's
right.
The little offshoot of Zany's. It's a really cool room.
Really cool room. Tight room, though. So if you are allergic to juniper or any kind of colognes and you're in the room with Sean, maybe Tuesday night is the night for you. I'm just going to put that out there.
Yeah. And I don't know what these tickets cost. I don't know, probably $20 or something like that. We're just telling you in advance because we just learned it takes a while to move the cologne. So like, sell some of your cologne now, and then you know you can afford these tickets.
Sit on it for life.
Tim will be performing two nights later. You can't have two consumers on one show. It's just too much funny.
Yeah.
June 24th. That's a Tuesday night. Tim Convy will be there.
Yeah.
Again. If you guys are in the Nashville area or you want to make a trip to Nashville, it's a lot of fun. I would love if the consumers would go support Tim and Sean. Man, these guys haven't done a ton of TV tapings, and sometimes you're just a little bit nervous the first time. You get a little bit nervous. I've been nervous for TV tapings. And if you have, 10, 15 people in there that know you and love you, it makes it so much more fun. So
come to both. You get a day to recover in between.
Yeah,
come
and it's
come
Nashville.
See Sean, come see
Nashville.
Me.
You
I'd
could,
be thrilled. Place.
Yeah,
I'd hang out with you after and hug you and let you smell how good I look now, all that thing. I'd wear the cream that night.
Yeah, it depends. Depends on the batch.
I love it.
Yeah. Sean, you got any dates?
I do, Greg. June 21st, the Ice House, Pasadena, California. Greg Warren. After that, you can see him June 23rd to June 29th at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club in Las Vegas, where Greg is going to do a lot of gambling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big part. That's kind of what his move is.
It's on my spreadsheet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I put a number in there that I'm as an expense.
You I forecast. Do. Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's the way to do it, because you don't really touch much of it locally when you're home.
right?
No, not a ton.
Maybe once a year, something like that.
Maybe two.
Maybe two. Times. But then out there, you'll run wild and you'll play what? Ultimate Texas Hold'em, Blackjack.
Maybe a little Blackjack.
And you got to get in craps, man.
Mark Gross is coming out. It's going to be fun. Billy Gardell may come out. Should be a good
time. Is Mark doing time?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
Love Mark Gross.
And I don't even know who's opening for me. Hopefully somebody real fun.
Yeah, hopefully somebody great. Yeah, Mark Gross, he's the best, man.
I'll also be at Myrtle Beach, the Comedy Cabana, right after that.
That's June 29th to May 5th.
Huge.
Or, yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
And on those other weeks, I am working.
Do those dates again.
That June 29th to July 5th.
There you go.
I'll be out there with our buddy Rafe Williams.
Great. 4th of July celebration. And then one more date, Greg. Might as well, since we're in the Zanies theme, July 11th and 12th, Zanies Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
So that's not too far away, man. I mean, we're going to, this will be about a month and five weeks, something like that.
Yeah.
So,
man, Nashville. I would love it if you guys came to that show.
A lot of consumers in Nashville.
Might have to, buddy.
Yeah.
We got two. That's a two show night, July 11th and July 12th.
Yeah.
Huge. So, it's great.
Very cool.
And I got a bunch of music stuff, timconveystuff.com. We just announced some Ludo dates. Can You Feel the Punk Tonight is coming to Chesterfield here in town. Chicago, Illinois, and Madison, Wisconsin. Those are all coming up. I think I have some other stuff up there too. So timconveystuff.com. Come out, support that stuff too.
We have been the consumers. Whether you are smoky, whether you are fruity, we love you the same.